All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. It's rather late, but we're going to go ahead and do this. So, joystick peeps, I told you guys we were going to do 30-30-30. Looks like we're just going to do 30-30 because it got a little later. I was checking some things out, looking for the Sage event. You know, I've been talking about it. So, it took a little while. What I thought was going to be a handful of games turned out to be more than 100 games. I'm like, holy crap, I gotta clear my whole schedule off, basically. There's a lot of shit I gotta do in order to get ready. I need a whole week where I can just play these freaking demos and games and shit. Because it takes a while. Sometimes, no time. Sometimes it takes like an hour or so to get through a game, or if I really like it. But yeah, that's neither here nor there, guys. This is obviously more adult work, and yeah, we'll save the, safe for work stuff for another platform. But yeah, guys, so without further ado, let's get on with my bimbo dream. Oh, and the big thing is basically all the stuff I would normally do for the last week of September, or well, we got a couple more days in September after that, but the main last week, I'm just gonna record everything in one day that I would normally record throughout the week and just throw it up, and then won't have any content for the rest of the frickin', well, at least until the 28th, 28, 29, something like that. But yeah, basically, September's gonna be in the bag. I'll be doing nothing but playing demos and putting them on my channel, my other channel, Safe for Work channel. So alright guys, let's get started with my bimbo dream! Maybe I should ask him to help. No, that's too far. Just a little show, maybe. I'll start with my arms. Not very exciting, but they need to be done and it gives them an opportunity to notice. Ah, yeah, now my legs. I always liked my legs. I do too. If anything, I think they look better now than when I was younger. I used to just get by being young and slim, but these days I need to work at it to stay trim. It has made them lovely in tone, though. I think Grim agrees. He's missing the flower bed with that hose. Now my tummy. Again, I think this is better than it used to be. I was always slim, but now I have some pleasing tone and shape there. Maybe I should show my tummy off more. Well, I'd better pick between tummy or cleavage. I'll show off both to look... If I show off both, I'll look scandalous! I like the fantasy of it, but I'm too shy to do it in real life. Oh, I love that saxophone. He is super distracted. He keeps peeking at me. I can't believe I got talked into going so large. You can go bigger than that, you know. I'm not mad about it. They're fun and they're closer to what I had fantasized about. I might actually have been disappointed had I gone too small. I can't be disappointed in these, though. Ah, they have been so sensitive since the operation. I was worried about a loss of sensation, but the opposite seems to have happened. I really want to play with my nipples. He's not even peeking now, he's just staring. Has he got a bulge in his shorts? I can feel his eyes burning into me. It's so hot. Maybe I should slip my top down and let him see me. Not paying attention, Grim pulls too hard on the hose and it comes away at the wall, spraying Sue with cold water. Ah, that's cold! Shit, I pulled too hard on the hose. It's stuck. I can't turn it off. Oh no, let me try. Oh, come on. It's completely jammed. It's not moving. Go on and turn the water main off. Right. I'm soaked. So much for relaxing. Grim runs back into the yard. What should I do? I'll give Theo a call. He can probably sort it out for us. Oh! What? Oh dear! I suppose that's the danger of a smaller swimsuit. Hold on. Try to sort it out for now. If I remember, we should be able to stop the flow of water to the outside tap. Oh, that will do for now, and then we can sort it out properly another day. We have a watering can. The garden will be good for a few days. Looks like the water pulled her top down. Try not to stare, but I can't not look. I just follow the pipe, there should be something. Let me take a look. Hang on, is that something? What a glorious day. That felt... Oh my goodness, my breasts are out. Oh, whatever will we do, folks? Our breasts are out. Giant, perky titties. Why don't you say something? Or, why didn't you say something? Because I like the view? Grim! Ha ha, sorry. The valve is just here, but I need a screwdriver. I'll get this sorted out. Go on, get out of here. Saying things like that to your landlady. Well, I'll never. It's the last landlady I talked to like that. Honestly, I could use another drink. While Sue let the sun dry her off, she video called Lucia to show off her outfit. She also tells her about what had just happened. Grim managed to sort it out for now, so it's peaceful again. Teasing Grim like that, I'm impressed. Where is he now? He ran off after sorting the water. He's probably jacking off to the memory of your tits. Lucia, that's not appropriate. But it's likely, especially after you told me how he reacted the other night. It sounds like he enjoyed you dressing up, not to mention poking you in the head. I wish I never told you about that. But you make a good point. Maybe he wants you to get out more. You have been so straight-laced these last few years. He might like the idea of his landlady being wild and loose. That's crazy. He did have a funny look on his face when I told him. I know. You should flirt with him and see how he reacts. Why would I do that? Because it's good to know how things stand between you. Stand between us. He's my tenant. I'm not saying fuck him or anything. Just find out if he minds you being a bit more out there. Tease him a little and see if he can cope with it. Just give him the basics. A couple of light touches on his arm. Give him a look or two. Laugh at his jokes. You know, normal girl stuff. I know you're out of practice, but that's even more reason to do it. Maybe she's right. I am out of practice. And I am curious to know how Grim would respond. Maybe it's just the martinis speaking, but I'm tempted. Martinis as in multiple? It's barely afternoon. I know, I got a bit carried away. I'm a bit tipsy. I don't have the constitution I used to have. You know what? I'm going to do it. Seriously? Seriously. I'm gonna flirt with Grim. Just a little bit, mind you. The basics, like you said. Yes! You go, girl. Call me later and tell me how it goes. Sure thing. Speak later. Hangs up. I can't believe I'm gonna do this, but it's a bit exciting. I did enjoy my little flirt with Mr. Client. I bet Grim gets really flustered. This might be fun. I wonder if she's still out there. Oh God, he's here. Let's do this. Oh, Grim. There you are. I was wondering where you'd gone off to.
Yeah, I just had to take care of something inside. You know, fix some pipes.
Dealing with the boner I got from her tits against me. Well, I'm glad you're back. It's such a lovely day, isn't it? Giggles. Is she giggling?
That's new.
Touch his arm. Guys love that.
I can vouch for that. I'm guys. If you touch my arm, that sends a thing, it goosebumps or whatever, man. It does that for some guys, I guess.
Pretty girl touches the guy. Hello there, handsome.
Oh, well, how are you? You know,
you've been so helpful around the house lately. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, just trying to do my part.
And you're doing such a good job, so responsible, such a strong young man. Did she just wink at me? What is happening? This is going so wrong. Double down, compliment him. You must work out.
You're that, see, I told you, you're so strong. What a strong young man. Look at those arms. And that chest. Oh, you gotta flex your biceps and show me, right? 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 You know how the ladies do. Thanks? But not really. I should work out a lot more than I do. Oh, Grim, you're so funny. I love your sense of humor. Oh, Lord, she's laughing at everything he says. That's flirting hardcore. But I didn't even say anything funny. It's nice spending time with you like this. Just the two of us.
Yeah, it is.
Especially with her hair Well, I do like her hair, but especially with her dressing in that bikini. You know, I've been thinking.
About what?
About how much you've grown up. You're not so little anymore.
Oh God, is this really happening?
You're a man now.
And, are you okay? You're behaving really strangely.
I'm sorry. It was something Lucia dared me to do. You and Lucia make dares with each other? No, can we just forget about it? Come on, you can't leave me this confused. I mean, even the saxophone guy's gonna stop. It's gonna... What were you doing? Flirting.
You were?
Oh, come on. Don't tell me you're as dumb as a bag of potatoes. Oh, there, see? That is why she was getting me to do it. I don't even know how to flirt anymore. I'm just an old hag in a bikini that a woman half my age should be wearing. Oh, bullshit. That's a bunch of hogwash.
Hey, don't say that. Don't ever say that.
You look beyond incredible in that bikini, and there's no way you're a hag. Really?
Really, really.
Does it really suit me?
I can't look away from you. He shouldn't be saying that, but...
Thanks. I'm still terrible at flirting, though.
You were trying too hard.
Why did you want to flirt with me anyway? I wanted to see if it would be okay to be more outgoing. Could you cope if I was a bold woman with attention-grabbing cleavage, flaunting herself for her own benefit?
I could manage. You mean like how you were at work?
You can see right through me, can't you? I think it'd be very cool if you became like that. You're such a sweet man. Such a sweet young man. No, that's her in about 40 years. And you are a wonderful woman.
That would make her about 80.
Thank you for making me feel better. I'm not sure I'm ready, but it's nice to know that you will accept me if I decide to do that. Happy to help. By the way, when you aren't trying, I'm just saying you don't need to flirt to get my attention.
I can see that now.
I think you need to take a cold shower.
Hey, what gives?
You need to cool down a bit.
Don't think I didn't feel you poking me down there.
It's an involuntary action. It's a dirty action. Take your punishment.
Ah, it's cold.
That's better. Come on, I need a quick shower and then let's order some pizza and watch a film.
Pizza guy.
Want me to refill the watering can for you?
The last thing that you need is me washing in front of you. You know what toppings I like.
Just grab my card from my bag.
Another day.
Sue meets up with Lucia. She hasn't seen her for a while as Lucia's been spending time with her husband. Roy was back in town briefly. It was nice to spend a little bit of time with him. I think we have about the best marriage that I could have hoped for. We're great friends. He's hardly ever home. And he fucking loves hearing about what I get up to when he's away. He's such a pervert. It's great.
Well, I mean, hey, look, I'm not gonna knock it. If people are gonna do the thing, do the thing.
I'd like to see how quickly I can make him come with my dirty talk.
Well.
The standing rule is, if he can jerk it steadily for 10 minutes without coming while I tell him about my activities, then he can put it in me. We haven't had sex in years. He loves it. I'm sure he gets worse each time. I do use my hand on him as a little treat every now and then, but he always comes so quickly when I do it. Like I say, the perfect marriage. It's nice to see you letting go with the alcohol. You were a stick in the mud for so long. I know. It feels good to let loose a little. Oh, she has the pinky raised. So how's everything with you anyway? Not bad. Money is still tight. As Sue speaks about this and that, Lucia's mind begins to wonder. It always bugged me. How could one woman be so noble and so self-sacrificing? For years looking after that boy. Pretty calm, capable, and so fucking noble. She wasn't always like that. Hell, she was never up to my level, but she could have been my partner in crime. Then he had to go and die and I lost her. She was so pure after that. The noble single woman raising a child on her own with hard work and self-sacrifice. It pissed me off. Save some nobility for the rest of us. But you always liked listening to my stories, didn't you? I could tell by the way you bit your lip or shuffled in your seat that you got off on them, at least a little. Then when Grim was gone, you started opening up. I never thought you'd go for it when I suggested a boob job. I was jumping for joy when you went for it. Maybe, just maybe, I could get a little Miss Perfect to be a bit more like down and dirty Lucia. I was furious when Grim came back. Looks like I was wrong to worry about it. He has a thing for his landlady. I can tell. I can use him to help me change her. I just need to find some leverage. I mean, don't we all have a thing for our landladies deep down? You know, it's more than just the rent. And, you know, maybe if you give it to her good enough, you might even get a discount. I was just trying too hard, and it made me seem like a crazy woman. Grim was so incredibly sweet about it. I'm loving this new and naughty Sue. Flirting with your tenant's friend. Getting groped at work. Where did this fun Sue come from? I don't know. I need to keep it in check. I'm gonna get in trouble. Nothing wrong with a little trouble from time to time. Come on, Sue. You've been so straight-laced for so long. Don't get cold feet now. Look at ya. You are a sex kitten with these big titties. They are your key to new and exciting things. Promotions at work. Gropes from attractive executives. Dating younger men. It sounds great to me. It is a little exciting. See? We just need to take it from a little exciting to a lot exciting. Come on, I can see you're loving it, even if you don't want to admit it. I am having fun. Oh, I need to go shopping. I can't wear that outfit to work again, but I need something that's a bit more feisty. I bet you look fucking hot wearing that in the office. Why did you have it anyway? You don't work in an office. It was for a role play. Younger guy wanted me to look like a sexy teacher. He was seriously into getting spanked. Kind of fun, but not my thing. Come on, finish your cocktail and let's get you a new outfit. The ladies finish their lunch and head out. Lucia brings Sue to one of her favorite shops. Sue and Lucia browse. I've not thought about wearing clothes like this since my early 20s. I wonder if they'll look really good on me. Ugh. Everything is so expensive here, but I really like what they have. Maybe if I cut back on some luxuries like alcohol, I could justify it. Oh no, you don't! You've only just started drinking again. I'm not letting you get back into boring habits. Why don't you let me get it for you? I can afford it, and it's like I get to play dress-up with you. No, I can't ask you to do that. You already gave me so many clothes. Which I noticed you haven't been wearing. I'm sorry. Just couldn't get used to how revealing they were. Oh, come on, they weren't that bad. Maybe not for you, but I don't have your confidence. And you never will unless you push yourself. It's so empowering having so much impact when you walk into a room, but I think you had a taste of that at work, didn't you? Maybe I liked it a bit. See? I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll buy you some clothes, you can pick them out, but you have to wear them. That includes some of the ones I gave you before. Not all of them, but I want to see you pushing yourself a bit. She's being so bossy. Maybe that's what I need. It's not like I hate the idea. If anything, I wish I could wear them. It feels kind of nice to not have a choice. I don't know, Lucia. It's a lot of money. Money that I am more than happy to spend and am quite capable of affording. Okay, what was that? Fine, I'll do it. Thank you. It's very generous of you. Yes! Let's grab some stuff and get you in that changing room. Sue does as she is told and picks out something daring to try on. Oh my god, look at me. It's pretty sexy, but I look like such a slut. Come on, what's taking so long? Just a moment. My boobs look so obvious. I don't hate it, but can I really wear something like this in public? I'm getting bored out there waiting. Let's get a look at ya. Holy shit, look at those puppies. That's why I can't wear it. That's exactly why you should wear it. Seriously, you look amazing. It'd be a crime to not show them off. It's just too much. Nobody will ever look at my face again. Hey, what are you doing? I couldn't resist. That top makes them look too good. I don't think I'd appreciate it how ripe and juicy they are now. Lucia, stop, they're sensitive. I see, that just makes them all the more appealing. Ah, it feels so good when I touch them. Having someone else do it is incredible. If you don't stop, I won't be able to hold in my voice. Look how much she loves her new titties. I wonder if she could come from them now. Don't worry about it, it's just us girls here. But other people are changing. These things are amazing. I haven't even touched you anywhere really exciting yet. This is so intense. What do I do? Do nothing? Oh God, I made a noise. What if someone heard me? I don't want her to stop. These things are so sensitive. You love touching your big fake titties, don't ya? Don't say that, Lucia. Why not? It's obvious you do. You haven't made any move to stop me. You just surprised me. Lucia playfully tweaks Sue's nipples. Lucia, you have to stop. Why should I? You seem to be enjoying it. Please, Lucia, I'm begging you. Maybe I like you begging me. I'm feeling embarrassed. She pauses what she's doing as Sue breathes deeply, her breath shifting in her hands. I'd better not push her. She isn't ready for more. Lucia reluctantly lets go of Sue and backs off. I'll leave you to change. But get a move on or I'll keep pestering you. Fine, fine. Go on, get out. I promise I'll show you more quickly. She's a nightmare when she gets like that. It did feel good. If we hadn't been in public, I wouldn't have minded so much. My breasts feel so good these days. Gosh, I'm so wet. I don't remember the last time I got so wet so quickly. I need to be careful that my new girls don't get me into trouble. Then again, maybe I could do with a little more trouble to calm me down. Back at home. Grim is in the middle of finishing up one of his latest pieces. Sounds like landlady's home. I hope she had a nice time. The ladies head straight to the bedroom to check out the clothes. That was fun, but I wish you would have let me get more for you. I have a little pride, you know. I can't just let you buy everything for me. With what I've got you, you could always go and get a sugar daddy. Then you could get him to buy them instead. Unless you'd rather have a sugar mama like me. You are insufferable. Come on, hurry up and get changed so we can show Grimm. Why do we have to show it all off to Grimm anyway? I'm still a little worked up from earlier. I don't think showing myself off will help me calm down. It's good to get a guy's opinion. It feels good to get a compliment from a guy. I suppose you're right. Of course I am. Hey, Grim. Come and see some of the stuff we got for Sue. Damn it, I'm so nearly done. Lucia, I'm trying to work. Can this wait? Don't be boring. Take a break and come and check out how good Sue looks. How good she looks? Have they been clothes shopping? I wonder if Lucia has pressured her in anything sexy. Yeah, okay, I'll be there in a sec. Here he is. What do you think? Doesn't she look amazing? Okay, it was totally worth breaking my concentration. I can check her out, it's not a problem. Wow, you look great. Like, really great.
Really?
Lucia was right. It does feel good to be complimented by a guy, even if it is my tenant. Stunning. You're so beautiful.
Look at the way he's looking at her.
Grim, I'm not sure that's an appropriate way to look at your landlady. He has the hots for her, something awful. Fuck, that's making me wet. Let's tease him a bit. Doesn't she look sexy?
Gulp. Yeah, very, very sexy. Caveman brain say bonk.
Grim, please don't use words like that. Come on, Sue. He's only being honest. How can he not be when there's such a sexy woman standing in front of him? If I want her to be bolder, then I need to push her. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but... 5 minutes. She's right, Sue. You look incredibly sexy. That outfit really shows off your curves.
Grim, you shouldn't say things like that. Oh, come on. Loosen up, Sue. He's just appreciating how hot you look.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
That top accentuates your assets. And that skirt hugs you in all the right places. This is so embarrassing.
Work it, girl. Do a little spin for us.
Oh, yeah. Let's see the back view, too.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe they're talking about me like this. I don't know.
Please, I'd love to see how it looks from all angles.
Oh, all right. Why am I going along with this?
Wow. Just wow. See, Sue, you're a knockout from every angle.
You two are being ridiculous.
No way, we're just being honest. Your butt looks amazing.
Becky, look at her butt.
Grim, you shouldn't say things like that about your landlady.
Oh, hush. He's a grown man who can appreciate a fine woman when he sees one, right, Grim?
Best landlady ever, man. I love paying the rent.
Absolutely, you look incredible. Seriously, I'm blown away.
Why does it feel so thrilling to hear him say these things?
Well, thank you, I suppose. Don't be so shy. Own it, girl. You're hot and you know it.
I wouldn't say that.
I would. You could be a model.
Couldn't she?
I'm not a model. Stop it, you two.
With a body like that, you could... With a body like that, you could be, right, Grim?
Absolutely! You'd be giving those Victoria's Secret models a run for their money.
That's enough. I'm not some piece of meat for you to ogle.
We're just having a little fun, Sue. Don't be such a prude.
Yeah, it's a compliment. I said enough.
This has gone too far. I'm your landlady, Grim, not some pinup girl. And Lucia, I expect better from you. Now both of you, out of my room this instant.
Crap, we really pushed it too far.
Giggle. Oops, looks like I teased her too much. I got us in trouble.
Yeah, thanks for that. I love it when she's pissed at me. I'm gonna get back to working.
Huh, you keep it pretty clean in here. I thought you'd be messier.
She's hot, but she can be kind of annoying at times.
Ooh, I like the girl with the red hair in the back. That's my type and I love that hair.
Love that puffy kind of, almost like a throwback from the 80s hair.
Love it.
Why is it so shocking that I'm capable of being tidy?
What do you want?
Oh, so grown up and manly. How responsible you are.
What is that you're working on?
Porn?
What's it look like? Is that what you do for work?
This is someone else's work. I have to keep up with what the other creators are doing.
I'm starting to make some money through adult commissions and comics.
Look at her. She's so sexy.
I bet you have an erection all day if this is what you're looking at.
Speaking of which, I couldn't help but notice that you were poking out the front of your pants in there.
Not gonna lie to you, I did get erections while I was writing erotica. So a lot of people... They're like, do people that write erotica get erections?
Uh-huh, they do.
While you're writing the scene sometimes, guys. Absolutely, 100%. Don't let a fucking author tell you different. What? You were being very suggestive. And so it was me was making you hard and not Sue? Filling out that outfit so nicely? Those new titties of her look good. Damn. Those new titties of her looked so good, didn't they? Yeah. I mean, it was because you were talking like that. It wasn't her breasts. Oh, well, I suppose I should be flattered then. Nice to know that I'm making younger men pop boners. Not that I'd blame you if it was because of Sue. She does look fucking hot since she got those big tits. It must be hard having those things in the house. Still, yeah, it's definitely hard. He knows. Still, maybe it's good inspiration for your work. Maybe you should jack off. Looks like you have another erection. Have fun. God damn, Lucia's a flirt. I can't deny that she hasn't given me her fair share of erections over the years. Well, while you guys have your erections, we're gonna switch over from this to Project Passion. See you guys in just a minute. We're not done yet.